Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes. How they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite her circumstances. Today our guest is Dr. LaTracy. Dr. LaTracy is a publisher, cleric, entrepreneur, and founder of Black Authors Rock. Welcome to the show, Dr. LaTracy.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you more than you know.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to get to talk to you and get to know you a little bit more beyond the social media presence where you inspire and encourage us every day. I have to start, Dr. LaTracy, with your organization, Black Authors Rock. Okay, I love the name for sure. It makes me want to get excited just by the name, so I really love that. Tell us about it and how it got started, the inspiration behind it, and what you hope to achieve from it.
Yes. Black Authors Rock was birthed from me sitting on the side of my bed. You know how we have those moments as women where we sit on the side of our bed and we place our feet on the floor, 10 toes down, and we're ready to conquer the day. But sometimes we just feel lonely. That was me back in 2017. I had a successful publishing company entitled Purposeful Publishing and Consulting. We were international. We had conferences, I was speaking, everything was great, but something was missing. Having the opportunity to sit on the side of my bed and just talk to God for myself, I cried out and I said, well, I need the support. I have my friends, I have my family, and they are not the ones supporting me. They're not the ones purchasing my books. They're not the ones attending my events. And yet I know that you gave me this word, this assignment, and this duty. And if you gave it to me, you're going to make sure that everything I need is going to be taken care of. And while I was sitting there, he whispered the words, Black Authors Rock. And I was like, wait a minute. You know, I love me some black people. And yet, sometimes we don't necessarily know how to support one another. And he said, but you're equipped to teach them. I said, oh, there goes another assignment. And I said, wait a minute. I know that I desire the support. I desire to have the inclusivity. I desire to have that community, that tribe. And he said, you're going to build it because you're not the only one who needs it. And so back then, I transitioned, I rebranded, and I repositioned myself to bring from my business from Purposeful Publishing into Black Authors Rock, closing down the niche and beginning an online community. And today we have over 5,000 individuals in this online community that truly support each other internationally. I used to joke about being internationally known, you know, even when we transitioned from MySpace and AOL and dial-up into regular Google and explore. And I kept saying, well, I need that. And God said, well, create it. Create exactly what you need. So we have an online community. And then we pivoted into our next. And we have a full-service coaching, consulting, publishing firm in not only Southern Mississippi, but also in the Huntsville area in Alabama. Creating exactly what was needed, we made sure that we represented more than just the natural 6% that the world says that we are in black and brown people in the publishing genre. I made sure that the stories that were out there, if they were connected with Black Authors Rock, my team and I pushed and promoted the books like no other. we educate, we edify, and we equip the authors so that they can go out and get their books into bookstores, get their books into retailers, and to create the opportunities that are needed. I'm a firm believer that every author should be a speaker. And so with that, we teach them exactly what they need in order for them to go out into the world and conquer it. So Black Authors Rock is exactly what we needed. Starting our first physical bookstore on the Air Force Base in Biloxi, a lot of people didn't want the name Black. So why not? Being entitled Black Authors Rock, we're not keeping anyone from being a part, but we are celebrating our own craft and our ability to show the world that we're not only writing history, but we're creating it. So that's Black Authors Rock in a nutshell.
Wow, that's an amazing story, an amazing journey. I love it, and I believe that many others will be inspired and love it as well. So talk to us, Dr. LaTracy. You've had a lot of success. I mean, you have numerous bestsellers. You've published over 65 authors, and you've been recognized in your success. How does it feel to have your hard work? Because, see, I've been an entrepreneur for 25 years. I know it's not always easy. I know that we go through some things. How does it feel to go through all of that and then just see your hard work and determination pay off?
I don't feel like I'm done yet. I feel like this is only the beginning. It feels good, though. It really, really does. I just want to be able to be the trailblazer and the blueprint for someone who may not even know their next step, not understanding the tests that are going to come, but they can see that I have overcome by my testimony, whether it was me by myself hosting a conference and only 15 people showed up. And yet I showed them the success of how to sell out an event from going from 15 people to over 500. It's important for people to see and know and visualize what their dreams are. And so it feels good to have those accolades and those titles. But to be honest, I just believe that it's my assignment to build and to put others into position so that they can be more and do more and leave a legacy for theirs.
That's really amazing. That kind of leads me into my next question, because as I was preparing for today and as I've just seen some of the posts that you do, I know that it's important to you to use your platform to encourage and support individuals and provide them with the tools and education that they can receive to show them what they can do and then give them the tools on how to do it. Why is that so important to you to have all of the components, the motivation and the encouragement, but also the how-to?
Because I didn't always have it. I realized that there were so many people and so many different platforms out there, and I was told no. I'm the firstborn, the first granddaughter, and so I was spoiled. Still am. And so in that, I realized that no doesn't necessarily mean no. It means next opportunity. But I had to go through some things in order for me to see that and to know that. And so I try to show other women and other little girls that representation does matter. I don't care if it's a down day for you. You can still get up. You can still push through. You can persevere. You can pivot from that pain into purpose and make it profitable. And so there's nothing we can't do, especially if we choose to work together. But we just have to be open to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what that puts me in mind, 25 years ago when I started my very first business, I didn't know what to do. And I did approach a business owner in my local area. What do I do? How do I get started? And her answer was, I had it hard. I had to find it my way. You have to find it your way as well. At that moment, I decided that I would always encourage, provide training, do what I could to help other women reach beyond where they started, you know, reach their goals and dreams and know that they can have it and they can deserve it. So I am absolutely supported by you and encouraged by you and your thoughts. So I enjoy Thank you for sharing that. You're just joining us. You're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Dr. LaTracy. She's a publisher, cleric, entrepreneur, and founder of Black Authors Rock. Now, Dr. LaTracy, you had a battle with breast cancer. You're a breast cancer survivor, and I've seen you talk about that publicly. How has that part of your journey impacted where you are today?
That's just one page in the journey. It has been ugly. And the reason why I say it's been ugly is because a lot of people will come out and say, well, you know, I'm overcoming this, or I'm in the midst of a healing. And yet that moment right there is when I have seen people come up against other women in business the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what hurts, because battling mm-hmm. not only breast cancer, a brain tumor, a stroke, divorce, all of these different things. We all go through things. I have just been public about mine because people think that entrepreneurship is easy. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, no matter whether or not I was feeling my best or going through a treatment, had hair, didn't have hair, people still praised, but they also persecuted. And so that's what made the journey even harder. It's already a struggle having a business from day in mm-hmm. to day out. But to overcome health struggles, that's something that we cannot even change. That's natural. That's life-altering. And I have come through just those things regardless to how I may feel. I remember being on your platform a couple years ago. And I was preparing to go back and have my surgery. And yet, no one knew that I was still smiling through the pain.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew mm-hmm. that it took me making sure that I had to call a sister friend to ride with me up to Jackson from the Mississippi Gulf Coast to come to your event. No one knew that while I was sitting there, I was popping pain pills. No one knows those sides of the journey. And yet,
mm-hmm.
my public display of sharing my journey is because I want to teach people to show grace, because you never know where your page will turn and never know where you may be from this year to the next.
Wow, what a powerful story. You know, when planning that event that you were mentioning, we came up against a lot of opposition about that event. So I'm so glad that we did provide it, because this showed women that, you know, even though your journey is not perfect, it's all built to get you to where you're supposed to be if you continue to push through. And that's what Dream by Design, this platform, is all about. It's like you showed up. Now, you had a good excuse that you could have stayed home. You had a good excuse that I'm going to quit right here, but you didn't. You pushed through it, you showed your face, and you got up and you kept moving to the next step, and that got you through your journey. So that's what this show is all about, is how to just keep going through those challenges, calling on people to help. And I know women, we know it's hard for us to say, I just need some help, but calling on people to help and showing up anyway. And I'm just so thankful that you showed up anyway, and thankful that you shared that with us today, because it is going to encourage someone. But Dr. LaTracy, when you're having your moment, you know, you talked about entrepreneurs, being an entrepreneur is hard. I say that all the time, and I believe it is hard, but it's so well worth it. But we do mm-hmm. have those moments that we need some encouragement. We do have those moments that things are just not going like we hope, and it's a series of not going like you hope. How do you get through those moments? Do you go to a mentor, or what do you do to get you through those moments and encourage yourself?
Well, I'm going to be honest. In every room in my house, I have John 13:7. And it says, and it's printed, and it says, Jesus answered them, what I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterwards you will understand. And then under it, it said, God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And whether you're a believer or not, those words are so true.
Mm-hmm.
We may not understand the season that we're in right now, and sometimes even that mentor may be going through.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the strongest ones need the help. There are many times that people call and want me to encourage them, but those are the days that I need the encouragement the most. So I put the affirmations and the scriptures all over the house. I have an app on my phone and on my watch entitled I Am. It's an affirmation app, and it reminds me of who I am and whose I am. I make sure that I write a lot of notes. I'm going through menopause, so it's kind of difficult to remember some things. And so even with that, I have to write these good post-it notes down and put them in different purses and on my laptop and on my computer and in every office, because it's so important to remember who you are. You have to remember and journal those things that you've overcome. I may have 1.5 breaths, but you would never know it when I step out. I may be overcoming a brain tumor, but you would never know it by the post that I post on Facebook or Instagram. I may be bedridden sometimes, and you may not know it because I hire a team to make me still look good while I'm recovering. So you have to do whatever you have to do in your season. And it's not a cookie-cutter way of doing anything. Not a right or a wrong way to do it. Just do it. And seek help and be okay with asking for help, even if you come across someone who betrays you. Keep going. Keep going. We all know that there is opposition in every situation. Everything's not going to work out for your good all the time. But it's either ordained or it's a life lesson. But it will work out. You will overcome. And I'm a living witness.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. So we're in 2023, Dr. LaTracy. So what do we have to look forward to from you in 2023?
This pivot is like no other. It's not a cookie cutter. We have our retreat coming up. In a couple of weeks, we have our Write Your Way to Healing event. We have combined our marketplace opportunity. So let me tell you, being a Black author, there are some people who are in the writing stages as a inspired or a individual who has a book that is out, but they don't know what to do next. But then we have some that are already published, and they want to go further in their marketing and may not have it in them to pay someone to do it all. We have a program available right now where individuals can join on a monthly basis, get their books in the bookstore, have their books sold in places they are not, and still receive their royalty. In addition to that, they can receive the training and the support. So just like you have your platform, we are utilizing the platform that started online as a free way to transition individuals to their next level. And your next level, you have to invest in yourself, time, talent, and treasure. But ours is under $99, and you can get your books in Kroger's and in Publix and in Barnes & Noble and Walmart. You can walk in the store and see your books right there on the shelf. That is what makes this all worth it. And so I'm grateful for that opportunity and to be able to extend it to everyone. And as we move into the spring, we will have our retreat, which will build into our awards gala that we will have in the fall. So I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about supporting authors right where they are and expanding this international movement. It's not just for Mississippi or even for Alabama. We're global. And so we want to partner with individuals so that they can grow and be supported right where they are.
Well, thank you. This is going to be an exciting year for you, and we're going to look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for this conversation today. It has inspired, uplifted, and help so many people that will listen to it. Let our audience know how they can stay connected to you.
Yes, I am Dr. LaTracy on all social media, as well as Black Authors Rock. We are trademarked, so we are Black Authors Rock on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, as well as Facebook. We have the Black Authors Rock bookstore in both Biloxi and in Madison, Alabama, and we have our Black Authors Rock community online. So join us there for free. Get the information that you need, get the resources that you need so that you can go out into the world and be equipped to be successful and make multiple streams of income from your book project.
Thank you again for this conversation, Dr. LaTracy, and for being here today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.